Greetings from Financial Services Online. I am Paige Estrotori with your daily wrap on the latest industry news. Leading in today's examination of our housing market, the Reserve Bank of Australia has issued a fresh report discounting the trending blames on high interest rates as the real culprit in our rental troubles. Notably, the housing supply shortages in the country have been highlighted as the key driver of the unfolding rental crisis. Similar patterns of urbanization, inadequate housing development, and inadequate supply issues are reflected worldwide in cities like New York and London, suggesting that this is not a uniquely Australian dilemma. The report advocates urban planning and governmental policy revamp as potential relief measures. Against this backdrop, the living conditions for our renters paint a grimmer picture. In the span of 3 short years, from September 2021 to today, data from Domain reveals an alarming rise in house rents and units, 38% and 50% respectively. The latest Household Spending Insights survey from the Commonwealth Bank of Australia points us to the real impact this situation has on Australians. This leads us to a unique demographic divide, with older Australians benefiting from an increase in house equity, while the younger renting populace reels under climbing living costs and rent increases. It is evident how these rent hikes have forced Australians to cut everyday spending, and this shift offers us a broader angle on this economic impact. Shifting focus to the world of superannuation, a recent survey from Vanguard Australia reveals a staggering figure. Only 1% of Australians fully understand the complex layers of their superfund fees. It is a clear call for the industry to enhance transparency, simplify fee communication, and make critical information accessible for all. Joshua Lowen from Super Ratings amplifies the need for Australians to understand the varied fees in their accounts, suggesting helpful tools like the ATO's Your Super for comparison. Finally, news from the digital infrastructure world as Australian Super ventures into the US data center market. A solid $2.2 billion investment rolled out in DataBank, along with a previous acquisition of minority interest in Vantage Data Centers, emphasizes Australian Super's keen interest in digital infrastructure, not solely in Australia, but on a global scale. This strategic commitment seeks to capitalize on the flourishing digital economy, positioning Australian Super among major global players like the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board. That concludes our daily wrap. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.